Blog Talk Radio.
This 3 Dice Cino, when I ain't dropping another classic, I'm putting one in the air, rocking to the Royal Crush Takeover radio show with Royal Crush, Keisha, and Mr. Rungo. Tell that LaVar Hayes. Get your music heard, advertise your business on air, interviews, and promo. Every Thursday, 6 to 8. The radio show with the hottest independent artists in the DMV.
You are live.
Hey, everyone. Hope everyone is safe and sound. And having a great day, I think. Well, we have a jam-packed show for you guys tonight. We have a lot going on. But
what up, everybody?
Yeah, what we got going on, Mr. Marceller?
I don't know what we got on today. How y'all doing today?
Well, I'm doing great. I didn't introduce myself. Of course, this is your girl, Royal Crush Keisha, and we'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Royal Crush Takeover radio show.
Yeah, we got to send it out at 30 minutes, a special announcement, and normally we close at 7.
At 8, but we are extended to 8:30 today. Look at you with the wrong time.
Well, it's okay. I'm all right. Let's get into the first track, TJ.
This is Mama by our special guest, Huli Shalom.
And all callers, please hold right where you are.
God damn, we got callers already?
Lady, since I lost you.
Lady, since I lost you.
My whole life ain't been the same. To feel the pain from the day that I lost you. You. I don't see things been the way that they used to be now. Since I lost you.
I'm lost without your love, mind, there's no replacement. The highest elevation, thinking for your greatness. Walking back and forth, pacing, can't believe you're gone. Had that mother-son bond, it was so strong. Taught me how to stand tall and be a real man. Through the tough times, you did the best that you can. Raised a fire with two jobs. Something unbelievable, saw the grace of God. Even though you raised me right, the streets raised me wrong. I did it for the fam, just to weather the storm. See you working all night for 200 a week. Doing everything you could just to see us eat. Sending me off to school, sharing clothes with my brothers. Four of us in the bed, sharing one cover. Sacrifice to make a better way, I'm here to say.
Lady, since I lost you.
Lady, since I lost you.
My whole life ain't been the same. Feel the pain from the day that I lost you.
This is real life, no acting. Never missed a day at football practice. And buying me that microphone for Christmas. But I couldn't get everything on my wish list. But I appreciate it still. Even though it wasn't much, it meant something so real. As God drives my wheel, my pain will never heal. You reaching down from the heavens, your touch I can still feel. I only got the words, God got the answers. It hurt me to my heart when you got cancer. But I don't question God or his faith. What you instilled in me, I'ma make some cake. And prove the devil is a liar. Do it for my people, set the city on fire. You sacrifice to make a better way, I'm here to say.
Lady, since I lost you.
Lady, since I lost you. My whole life ain't been the same.
Feel the pain from the day that I lost you.
Thank God for my mama, thank God for Imogene. Thank God for the little things, you did it by any means. Thank God for Section 8, thank God for welfare. Thank God for the OGs, they guided us through the years. What you know about 10 eating a pot of soup? Or a pot of grits, homie, you don't have a clue. All I speak is the facts. All I had was my mama and she had my back. And the praying grandma that kept us in the church. Learned everything I could and took it what it was worth. And on your last days, I was there every day, all day. Even changing diapers just to wipe all the pain away. Lois Catherine, I love you to the most. I can never pay you back, only God knows. sacrifice to make a better way. I'm here to say, I'm going up to everybody that lost someone. Fighting this thing called cancer. Let it say rest in peace to Lois Allen, Shirley Moore.
Back, y'all. That's Hula Kilon, Baltimore's own. A special guest.
But Mama, I like that song. It kind of reminds you of like that Boyz II Men when he did like Dear Mama. Well, no. Well, they hit a Mama song. And then, of course,
okay,
she probably hit. Yes, she probably hit one.
Every artist got one.
You know,
he's a rapper and R&B singer too.
Yes, my all-time favorite artist.
Who, Tupac?
Yes, he is. He is. I mean, like, did all the live. Like, yes. He's my favorite.
Okay. We got a caller.
Yeah, well, we could take the first caller.
Okay, I got 302-519, you're live.
Hey, how you
Hello.
Doing?
All right, how you
doing? I'm fine, you. What's your name and where you from?
My name is Tavon Johnson. I'm from Seaford, Delaware.
Oh, okay.
First time I heard somebody from Delaware. What's going on, man?
Not much, man. Not much. I'm just telling in. I have a new track that I just dropped last night called Higher Self on my Reverb Nation and my Facebook. My Reverb Nation link is m.reverbnation.com/iceboxproduction. Go to Z. The number 7, and it'll take you directly to that. My Twitter handle is @kidmez_69. My Instagram is @smokescreen3733, and my SoundCloud is the same.
Yeah, okay. So what else you got going on out in Delaware?
Not so much, just writing music.
Okay.
There's not too much going on over here.
What other cover shows you got coming up?
I actually don't have any shows yet.
Okay, do you travel?
I have. I just haven't been promoting my music. So now
I was ready to invite you to one of our networking events for first annual December, November, Volume 1 plug session. Is going to be next week on Thursday, December 15th in Baltimore, Maryland. We're going to have Boss Lady from Wu-Tang Coalition DJs, some VP people are going to come out from Universal, some A&Rs. And also, you get a ticket if you purchase it. For that show, you get a free ticket for the Drag On show the 16th, which is the following day, in Baltimore, Maryland. So if you have the opportunity to travel out here for, like, I think it's $10 to purchase that ticket, or you want to perform, it's $23. You perform in front of A&Rs, VPs, and so forth to try to win a Southwest by Southwest package or magazine placement or cover of the magazine, Boss Up magazine.
Okay. Definitely. I'm going to have to check that out.
Okay. You can reach me at 757-236-1346.
Could you say that one more time?
1346.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, sir.
And definitely, thanks for calling in.
No problem, no problem.
And, you know, just keep calling in each week.
Let's see, we got another caller.
Okay, I got 443-909, you're live.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, how y'all doing tonight?
All right, so how are you?
I'm good. This is Lady Queen, a.k.a. Queen.
Hey.
How y'all doing this evening?
We're doing good. What time are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. What y'all talking about tonight?
Well, we have our special guest will be coming up, who will be Shalom, and we have a special, well, it's a little special, because Mr. Rensselaer, a.k.a. the Voorhees, is going to address a few issues that he has on his chest.
Okay. And you said who will be Shalom tuning in tonight to?
No,
yes.
Yeah, he'll be on at 7 o'clock.
Nice. Gonna be a good show.
Yes, it is.
Everyone tell it.
You better.
But what you got going on?
Well, I just finished up a stage play with Mr. Cornelius Adams called Mama's Kitchen. It was so much fun. I've done acting, but I've never done acting theater, and so it was a lot of fun. I really want to do some more, you know, of that. I'm just looking forward to some more of that. And I have an event coming up on the 15th I'm hosting with Run Tell That, LeVar Hayes. So I'm excited about that, too.
Yep, I know you guys are. He's been talking about it, but they got with Boss Lee and some different execs are going to be there, A&R, so it's a great networking event for everybody.
Oh, yeah, it's actually Julio Song. Just let me know. He's actually going to perform a 20-minute set at that night as well with his group Soul Flooded. So that's one of our artists locked in already for that showcase.
Okay, for which one, for the 15th?
Yeah, he's on the 15th and the 16th, actually. For Drag On, he's opening up for Drag On the 16th, and before that, the 15th, he's going to actually perform that night as well.
Nice.
So, any artists that are interested in opening up for that, actually want to support Drag On or the Plug Mixer Volume 1, do something to remember, they can reach me at 757-236-1346.
Okay, that's nice. And tell me about this networking event again. What's going on with that?
I could call in around like 6:30, 7 o'clock and elaborate on a little bit more. Because we have a lot of other callers to get to. And I'll elaborate a little bit more on air.
All right. Sounds good.
So we put you back in the queue. You can listen in. It's a lot easier that way.
Okay.
Well, definitely. Thanks for calling in, Lady Queen.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
And I know you will keep calling in each week.
I will be calling in each week with hopefully some updates for you all and to also keep myself abreast of what you all have going on because you guys stay busy with a lot of things going on. So
you sleep when you do it and no need to be procrastinating around these parts.
Right.
But definitely thanks and you be safe out there. Well, I know you're going to continue listening in. So you can ask Cindy some questions and stuff.
I am. I'm going to call y'all back at 7 o'clock and tune in for some more updates on what y'all got going on.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. I'll talk to you on a little bit.
All right. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye. Hey, good on some music.
Yeah, well, we're going to get into this next track by our guest, Julio Shalom, Push It.
You don't know back to back.
So flooded all stars. Yeah, 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 yeah.
going harder than the street. Got them yams by the feet. Turn the virgin to a freak. Instagram, they follow me. Wanna be him, I'm a GM. Running AM to the PM. Pull up in that new BM. Now these up in my DM. Can I get some? Can I get a piece? Same model, the police. Might wear the same clothes for a week. Take care of the team like I'm Big Meech. I'm going for mine, overtime, I overgrind. Bottom line, I intertwine, I'm pitching down. I'm whipping line, the strip is mine. Who can shine like who?
So flooded, so flooded. So flooded, so flooded. I'm from West Baltimore with a cell. Only thing that stop me is a no bail. Serving fiends when they leave on the program. I'm on so much drugs I can slow dance. Wine all black, I'm the one light tank. Champagne bottles, no, we don't do paint. We really pull triggers, no, we don't pull pranks. Yeah, we them niggas, what the fuck do you think? Project with a swear like the ass. Any I want, once I hit, you can have. Go and get the money, make it flip, get fresh. The feds ain't catch my man, he blessed. I'ma sell coke so I know we set. Niggas talk tough, ain't approach me yet. This ain't nothing new, but I've been on the steps. Got more strikes than a motherfucking ref. Know you, count it, whip it, dog, push it. Crack so good, got them coming back looking. So good, had it coming in triples. Play with Julio, we the ones gon' kill you. If the blow on the one, then that means it's a missile. Sleeping on money, I don't need no pillow. All my life been a real drug dealer. All your life you been a real nigga. Got soul flooded money, soul flooded money. Got wine all money. That's all blow money and coke money. I'ma do me now, watch Lord Dummy. 2 years in a row, had a good summer. She ain't cheating on me yet, that's a good woman. You need grams on the blow, we got good numbers. Put a dope in the court anytime I wanna. Treat a new coupe just like a NASCAR. Get Tay, throw the packs in the backyard. I ain't no f***ing rapper, I'm a trash star. Got the pistol in the car like a crowbar. Keep buying everything, got no jaw. My little Mac core 20 cause he go hard. I'm in the studio waiting on his phone call. I'm in love with the money like Opal.
And that was Push It by our guest, Holy Shalom. And I see we have another caller. I see we have another caller. We could take the caller.
3238 67
July.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. How you finding yourself? What's your name and where are you from?
Princess of New Hood.
Hey.
Hi.
What's going on?
I'm cooking, so I was listening a little bit. You said you have who coming on again?
Holy Shalom from Baltimore. He has a group called Slow Flooded Entertainment. He's like an R&B hip hop artist, actor, soon to be author, grandfather, I guess. Got a lot of things in hip hop Baltimore scene. So he's one of our icons in Baltimore. He used to work for like our local station 92Q radio station. If that's okay, let's plug him for a minute. And he's been there for a long time. He's one of my biggest supporters and also a sponsor to most of my events out in Baltimore. When I first started in September the 17th, he's one of the fortunate ones that actually had no problem paying for a performance from out of nowhere. He had 9 people in the audience. It was just him, me, and the artists that I've recruited. And now of me growing, I kind of thank him for what he gave me, the wisdom and the stuff he shared with me. So I'm honored to actually work with him more now than ever before, and also help us build a different empire.
Okay, you guys about to have fun tonight. And what time?
Always, got a special announcement myself. Come again?
At what time?
He's going to be on air from 7 o'clock, from 7 to 7:30, and then I come back on as my real self at around 8 o'clock.
Okay, cool, yeah. I'm going to make sure I call back and listen.
So 8 o'clock, y'all can ask me, Mr. Runtel, that's some questions. But it's basically to answer some questions which is my outside work.
Okay. I'll save my questions to the end.
That's okay. I'll just share it and keep on sharing on your page and all that other good stuff.
Okay. Where are you? How you doing?
I'm doing good. You want to tell people about your show? And what day
you?
Oh, yeah. She got somebody I know on her show. My fault. She got OG Black coming on her show.
Huh?
You got OG Black coming on your show.
You said, have you?
OG Black, you're a special guest on your show.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, because he, that's the name he told you?
That's the name on Facebook. You know his other name. I just called him by that name.
Oh, okay, yeah, I'm sorry. I learn something new every day. Okay.
I just go by Facebook names, because, I mean, mine is actually my real name, so I kind of don't remember my stage name too right offhand right now.
Okay. I don't want to take up too much time.
Oh, you're not? You go ahead.
Okay, because I'm going to be following you guys, and then I'm going to still be listening. You know, I got to show support, and it's also something I like to do anyway. And
appreciate it. Welcome to the team.
Thank you. I'm excited. I got, like, some crazy cool projects coming out, so I'm hoping my artists, you know, they stick to their plans, and we're going to rock it out. We're going to rock this out.
I mean, we got a tour coming up, so if you're interested in getting them out here or any of the other states, get in contact with Real Crush Keisha or myself for the tour that we already come up with. We start January 4th, and we plan on, I guess, the October to actually end the tour.
Oh, I think that's what she was telling me about. Because I'm all the way in Las Vegas.
You gotta give as long as you get a venue, you can be part of the tour.
Okay.
Is that a deal?
What kind of venue am I supposed to be looking for?
Any venue. I mean, we don't have that much time. I'll talk really fast. So the tour basically doesn't matter what kind of size of the venue. It's all about the exposure for the artist.
Okay.
If you don't understand how to come up.
You want me to look at you, young, middle-aged, older?
I'm almost 40 years old myself. So it doesn't matter the age. As long as they are 18 or older.
Okay, cool. Cool.
Yeah, so long as 18 over, community is an experience for them in Las Vegas. That's some experience they can in a lifetime. They can tell their grandkids.
I got you.
You're really into the grandkids today, aren't you?
Yeah.
I mean, I can't say how old is my oldest daughter, so, I mean, I got to get through that sometime.
Yeah.
I mean, they got to wait till 8 o'clock to talk about my personal life. I ain't running and tell her nothing.
Right,
well, we too young for grandkids right now.
I mean, I'm 35, so, I mean, what the hell?
If you got grandkids out there, something's wrong.
We're in Baltimore City.
He said we're in Baltimore City. That's like saying you're in L.A.
But I don't want nobody having no grandkids at 35.
You can't.
Not grandkids.
I was like, that's where it started from.
I told you my topic is 8 o'clock. Y'all want to keep on talking?
Well, I need to start handing out birth control pills or something. We have been grandkids at 35.
At 35?
So, I mean, like I said, all right, Chris, we talk on your show, I guess, because Royal Crush Keisha is kind of on shock of something that happened about grandkids. I mean, they had it back in the 80s and 70s and stuff.
Yes,
like that.
No. No one had grandkids at 35. No. No one was doing that.
Hey, it's 2017.
Well, no. But thank you, Princess. We have a lot of callers, so if y'all could just hold on and bear with us. Yes, I might look a little shocked, but no, it's not a good look. Not 35.
No. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to make sure I call back tonight.
Yes, thanks, fam. But let people know what day your show airs right quick.
Okay, yes, please tune in every Saturday at 3:30 to 4:30 Central Standard Time, which is 6:30 to 7:30 Eastern Standard Time. And also every other Saturday, it's going to be Cypher Saturday, so make sure artists, y'all ready, because I need that. I need that. All
right, we got you.
Down.
I'll send you some music. Send us your email address. We'll send you some music right after the show.
Princess of New Hood, oneword@gmail.com.
All right, got you.
All right, love you guys. Talk to y'all later.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Love you too.
Send me a plate.
All right.
Yeah, we can take the next caller.
304-627, you're live. What's up,
Hello.
Y'all?
Hey. What's your name and where you from?
Zachon. Ben, you know, from the DMV. Same old, same old.
What's going on, though, man?
It's so crazy. I'll be catching people's voices.
No, I just knew when he said Jot, and I was like, all right. Because he gave me the number, and it dawned on me. I had to talk to him earlier about some stuff, about his birthday bash that's coming up, actually, February 24th. I mean, 27th. So that's going to be at KB's Bar and Lounge in West Virginia.
JB's,
I'm sorry. I thought KB's, sorry. I thought it was like KB's toy store or some shit. But, yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. And also, we're booking artists. If you have anybody would like to perform, just contact LeVon Hayes or Royal Crush or anybody. You know, holler at them people's right there. Y'all try to get them slacks. It's definitely going to be epic. You know what I'm saying? Cameras will be out there, all that good shit. Try to get the red
I heard that. But ain't that the strip club y'all was at last time?
What, the last show we did with Comp Bangarang?
Yeah, ain't this place the strip club? Or the strip club was down the street?
Both of them, either way. We had an after party, a day party, all the party, all in one.
Oh, and then y'all went to the strip club.
Hey, we got to turn up. Yeah, yes, first interview. We run till that. Exclusive.
Okay. I'm just saying. I'm just trying to figure out if are y'all trying to take me to the strip club or something?
I mean, as long as you got $1 bills, no coins, we good.
Says the man that won't wear the Speedo.
No way, Jose. Fuck that.
But I'm supposed to do what? I'm not doing nothing strange for a little bit of change.
Somebody else will.
Yeah.
Until that.
Yeah.
What's up, though, man? What's going on with y'all? What's the special occasion on the air today?
Oh, I got a special announcement myself, but I don't want to. You haven't met him yet, but Julio Chilon is one of the legends of the game in Baltimore, bro. He's like one of the godfathers that started this stuff in Baltimore. He couldn't make it to the other one, the West Virginia show, because he actually had a stage play. So he's basically an actor, mogul of his own. Shout out Jay McGraw. But he's a godfather, bro. He's been in the game a long time, for like 92Q. He's one of our biggest supporters. He'll never complain about paying nothing at the door, complain about the crowd, don't complain about anything. So, I mean, the last couple of years, he's been actually promoting me anytime he sees me. Yo, y'all better go to the show. He got food there. So I'll bring something new to the table. So he's a really good guy, though. You just got to tune in and listen in, ask him a couple of questions. He may be able to be at your show. I got to talk to you later about that because we got another legend as well that's coming to your town that weekend as well. So shout out Knockville Entertainment, K-Mac, Wolfpack, Jay Hazy, Crazy, Tammy Too Much, and so forth. But we got a lot of big things coming up out of West Virginia through you. So we appreciate you for doing that.
I appreciate y'all, man, for even giving me
opportunity. Without Comp, there wouldn't be no Julio Chilon. Without Julio Chilon, probably wouldn't be no Comp. In that aspect, that means both of them pretty good, humble dudes. And I like working with humble people. And that can grow.
Definitely, definitely, man, definitely. Yeah, man, shout out to whole bunch of that movement, man. Definitely is a good platform to get on for shows. And even if you ain't performing, just to go out there and, you know, meet people and stuff like that, because it ain't always about performing. It's about you networking and meeting people and talking to people and getting your name and your brand out there and standing by that. So definitely.
Exactly.
Man,
yeah, because you never, like, you just. Exactly. And then, like, you never know who you want to meet or, you know, like, who's going to be there and listen, you know, like, hear you and be like, oh, okay, I can connect with him and. You know, so we always got to.
Awesome. Just have an open mind. That's all it is, man.
Exactly. But, like, I know we have a lot of callers. If y'all could just please hold on for us, we'll get to you guys momentarily. Because we definitely want to let more of y'all on. Especially since we got an extra 30 minutes today.
Let's play some music. Well, Jaycon, do you want to do a freestyle?
Oh, no, no. Go ahead, play some music. Play some music. I'm just chilling, man. You know, I had to come through, bless y'all real quick, you know what I'm saying? Say a couple words. Shout out to everybody, Untouchable, John Taylor, Black Tear, LeVon Hayes, Devon Teller, Royal Crush, everybody. B-Mo, Maryland, D.C., Virginia, shout out to everybody, all the independent artists.
Oh, yeah, we forgot his birthday was like 2 days ago.
Oh, yeah, John Taylor. I seen that new shit he got in the studio, too, man. I seen the video of that, too, man.
Yeah, he laying some fire.
Definitely. Happy birthday to that man, man. Happy birthday, Comp, man. bullshit.
Yeah, it was his birthday as well.
Well, definitely, you know, thanks for calling in, and I know, of course, you're going to keep calling in each week. But right now, we're going to get into Juice.
Who's that by? Girl, tell us. I guess you say something. But, yeah. What?
Dumb. Calico, Storm, finesse the motherfucking best. We land motherfuckers down, put us to the test. It is what it is. White lock, work. What? White lock? Yeah, that's what I say. Fuck out of here. Bitch. Woo!
And that was Juice by Calico featuring Storm and Finesse.
Finesse the best. Haley and C.
And we can take another caller.
302-519, you liar.
Hey, hello, what's up,
hello.
Guys? How you doing?
All right.
I was the first caller. Tavon Johnson, a.k.a. Ice from Seaford, Delaware. I have a question.
Oh, okay.
Would you guys mind if I sing you a song?
How long is the song? Because we're trying to get to every caller we possibly can.
I mean,
can.
Just a little snippet. Oh. Just a little piece of something.
Okay.
Okay, you're good.
Okay, am I finished talking, though?
You ain't saying that much.
What happens?
No, you go ahead. You're not.
No, you can go back. I'm playing around. You're fine. The floor is yours.
I don't want to go there. Baby, we should never go there. You're even with my sister, me and you can't stomach the stuff of someone touching my body when you're so close to my heart. I won't deny what's testing because most of it is true, but it was always for self of you. So please, baby, so please don't judge me, and I won't judge you, because it can get ugly before it gets beautiful. So please don't judge me, and I won't judge you. And if you love me, let it be beautiful. Let it be beautiful. Let it be beautiful. Let it be beautiful. Yeah.
Bravo, bravo. Hello?
Thank you.
That was good, man.
Yeah.
We appreciate that. That was good, though, man. I wasn't trying to get off, but that was good, though. That was really good.
I like that.
Came out of nowhere, but it's good, though.
Yeah, because when you said sing, I was thinking, oh, okay, he about to rap. And then I was like, well, no, he said sing. So, but that was nice.
Well, that's our first singer besides Holy Shit Long that actually been on our show, that actually sung.
Yeah. That was nice.
I see why there's different shows out there, because they don't respect every talent. That's why you need to come to Baltimore. December 15th. It's okay if you're talented. If other indie artists as yourself, and you have some A&R that's going to be there as well, looking to sign some people, get collaborations, features, showcase all that.
Is there an email that I can contact?
You can contact my number. I gave you my phone number. I'm one of the hip promoters on the show.
May I have your number?
757?
Yep.
236?
Yep.
1346.
All right. I'll give you a call later.
All right, no problem, sir. I'll be up all night.
All right.
You have a blessing, man.
And definitely be safe out there. We can take the next caller.
Okay, 910-38318, you are live.
Hello.
910-318, you are live.
Yeah, that's me. Hi, guys. That last music that y'all was playing before the guy came on singing,
uh-huh.
That was really dope.
Thank
I've been listening to y'all show. This is Cheryl. I'm in North Carolina right now. But
hey,
y'all been having me laughing, and it's a great show. I'm glad
thank
to see
you
what y'all doing. And keep doing what y'all doing, guys. So I hope I'll be able to see y'all when the tour get off going. I hope I'll be able to be out there, either here or New York.
Okay.
All right. So I just wanted to tell y'all that. And I'm going to enjoy the rest of the show. Okay. Bye.
Well, thank you. You know, and definitely, of course, you know, keep calling in each week. And
but I'm getting everybody that knows she's a part of Raw Aces Music Group. Shadow Stan, Swayze, and Keith. So.
So y'all ready for the next call?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're cool.
313-687, you are. Hold on one second. 313-687, you're live.
Yo, what up, though? It's Polo.
Hello.
Y'all hear me? Yeah, hey, what up,
though? Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, how y'all doing?
We doing good.
Happy
holiday. What's your name?
Polo Rao from Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, okay.
I would have told you that. You gotta get up on these daggone people's names.
So, I'm gonna make it quick for y'all, you know, because I know y'all on a time limit. So, basically,
we're not on time limit. We got 30 extra minutes. So,
oh, okay.
Step my game up. That's like fighting words.
Anyway, step Polo up. Do what you do.
Okay. I got a show coming up. December 17th at Road Rangers, you know, come out there, check your boy out. It's going to be live. It's my man Mac Lou's birthday party. It's always lit up in there. For anybody who follow me, you can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Facebook is Polo Ralph. Twitter is Locka Polo, LockaPolo. And then on Instagram is @TheRealPolo. And also, I just dropped my new music video today, Talk A Lot Of Shit. You can find that on my link today, you know, filmed by Stephen B. The Great. And, you know, just been working on pushing them singles out and making them available on iTunes and all that good stuff. That's pretty much it. Just been doing my thing.
Where are you from, bro?
Detroit, Michigan.
Okay. Like you said, you did club. Who's out there? Do you remember Bullfrog?
Say it again.
Are you familiar with the location Bullfrog?
I can't hear you.
He said you're familiar with the Bullfrog out that way.
I can't hear you either.
Oh, he said, are you familiar with the Bullfrog? The venue.
The Bullfrog?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm familiar with it.
Okay.
But I'm familiar with it. Huh?
What did you say?
I'm saying, yeah, I'm familiar with it. I did quite a few shows there.
Oh, okay. I heard that out before, and I had to inbox it.
You said you heard what before?
I caught that other part you said, so I might have to inbox you about that.
We got a live feed. I think we could replay the tape.
Well,
he
I mean, I just
like
don't.
I know what he said.
It's not the venue itself. I'm not going to speak bad on the Frog. The Frog, good. It's just there's a lot of hatred going on in Detroit for no reason, and we all on the same level. And we crabbing each other, pulling each other down, when we all need to be assisting each other.
All defensive of that, that's like every state you go to, bro. That's like they call us the Crab City in Baltimore, and we're not like that. Not all of us, anyway.
Right.
So,
you know, that's like the whole planet, too. But I know I can't speak on what goes on in Baltimore. I can speak on what goes on in my city, and that's some BS. Because you can rock with somebody music. I rock with your music, and I rock with you personally. We all be at the same liquor stores picking up Better Maids and Faygos. You know what I'm saying?
What's
my kids
Faygo,
go to school with your kids. Huh?
What's a Faygo?
A pop. That's that's our brand.
He's talking about a soda.
Yeah, soda.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that's how close knit we are. My kids
don't
know where
we said
kids.
That because we actually coming down there. We gotta know your lingo, you know. I can't look like I'm out of town.
Oh yeah, for sure. Well, you know, you gonna come down here. Our local chips is Better Made Chips, our local soda or pop or soda pop, whatever you know what I'm saying, wherever you call it, is Faygo. And they come in all sorts of flavors. They be having some, okay. Like everything, cotton candy, all that. Some point.
Where you from, Flint?
No, hell no. Flint ain't in the water. I mean, oops. But, no disrespect to Flint, though, man. I'm sorry, man. I love y'all. I'll be watching the news, man.
All right,
but,
caller.
No, I'm from Detroit.
Over. Don't hang up because he's just insulting some people.
He's not insulting no people. He just said he had no water. It wasn't about the people.
That's just because he wasn't there.
That's like me saying,
that's because of the crooked governor, though.
Okay, what part of Detroit are you from, though? I'm
trying
to figure out because I like Detroit, Michigan, so I'm trying to figure out where he's from because his accent is totally different than, you know, everybody else. That's all.
Well, I mean, I lived on the east side and west side, so I'm really from just Detroit. I don't like to claim a side. That's just me.
Okay.
Because
I know both sides equally. Yeah, because
I don't went to high school on the east side. I don't went to high school and graduated from a high school on the west side. I went to Southeastern, and I graduated from McKenzie. You know?
Okay, I feel.
So I just rock with both sides of our people. My people live on the east side. I don't like to divide it up like that because I feel we shouldn't be dividing each other up in our own city.
I mean, I don't divide it. I'm just saying, like, Detroit is Detroit.
Oh,
you
no,
might
I
have, like, a little
that.
Titty. Like, Baltimore has Baltimore
City
County.
I thought that's what you said.
I said Baltimore County. We have Baltimore City and shit like that. Like, Virginia has
stuff,
so I didn't know.
Oh, yeah, but the main thing about the city, though, anywhere you go, if you show love and respect, you're going to get that in return, though. Because there's haters everywhere.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So if you be real and you show, you know what I'm saying? So Detroit is not a bad place. It ain't the best place, but the world ain't. So come on down here and get you a Faygo, man. Get you a Faygo and
you
better make.
Well, I'm going to come.
It's on you, all right?
On me?
Yeah,
I mean,
budget,
if I
man.
Get my baby mama bridge card, I mean, you know. Yeah,
bridge
card.
What the hell is that bridge card?
Yeah, we got them. It's just not called a bridge card. It's called an independence card.
That's
exactly. Food stamps.
Hey, it's still money. I got pennies.
Come on down here, man. I get you a Faygo and some chips, man. Just holler at me.
All right, I appreciate that. We'll be there
yeah,
in February, all right?
Oh, yeah, for sure then. Let me know.
All right, I want
Let
you to
know.
For us, all right? I don't care if you don't like the
oh,
ball
yeah,
for
sure.
Hey,
all
you do whatever.
Come down here. Like I said, come down here and rock with the Frog. It just depends on what promoter in there. The venue itself, gravy.
I mean, the janky promoter is in town. Mr. Rontella is going to be pulling on the show in Detroit.
Okay.
The show's
coming. Okay,
but no,
okay.
I'm pulling though.
Yeah, bet it up.
That's D.C. right there. You all over the place.
Oh, yeah, for sure then. Let me know. Just inbox me on my Facebook.
All right,
you know,
I got
on
you.
My Messenger. Yeah, for sure. Right.
No, we're definitely going to be there for two times a month.
Yup. And then make sure y'all check out that link on my – I actually put it on Black Tears' promotional page, the link to my new video. So
okay.
One of his promotions, one of his million promotions. That boy be networking, though. Shout out to him, though. All right. Hey. Bro, make
yeah,
sure
we're
I always,
him.
We're gonna
be here.
He always let me know. Yeah, for sure. Because
he ain't been rocking for like 2 years now before I got on radio when I was doing my catering stuff, and I still do my catering, but I tapped into his network with radio.
Add it up, man. So,
yeah,
so the link is on. Actually, I'm going to just go on his page and just post the link on there if he don't mind. You know,
oh,
just put the whole link on there, you know. So
yeah, just tag my page. Tag me in it.
Okay, what's your name on Facebook?
That's
we
Royal
friends.
That's
Royal Crush.
That's Royal Crush. I mean, you can't be mad, man. You know his voice.
yeah, I got you.
Got
Royal Crush Keisha. That's you said.
Yes, that's what
All
I
right.
said. You and him.
All right.
Yeah, have fun.
I'm having fun. First, you just told me to set my game up. Like, them ain't fighting words. But I know we got a lot of callers, so if y'all can see what we're doing for us. And thanks Ralph for calling in.
All right.
So a lot of Ralph in Detroit. What's up with that?
It is. We got Skinny Boy Ralph, Polo Ralph. There's a lot of them.
Well, I mean, if I wouldn't be Skinny Boy. I'd probably be Fat Nigga Ralph. But,
I mean, he said Skinny
Big Boy Ralph.
His pockets on swole
he said his pocket, yep. I know a Ralph in jail.
Right, exactly.
That's a favorite turtle, though. Him and Mario.
Yeah.
Mario
is not a turtle.
I know. Louis,
I mean, my day, that's my brother named Mike. You know what I'm saying? So, Ralph and Mike. You know, he owned a lot of my tracks with me. So right, unless y'all, you know, Polo Ralph on Facebook, I'm about to send that link on there right now as soon as we hang up. And then y'all have a blessed one and happy holidays. And just inbox me when y'all on the way to the city.
I sure will. You know, definitely thanks for calling in, and you be safe out there.
You too. Y'all be safe out there too.
Yeah.
Always.
All right, then.
Let's hear some music before our special guest gets on the air. All right, comfortable.
All right, well, we're going to play Diddy Bop by Mikey, a.k.a. 860.
Whoa. Haven't been this high up in a minute. Floating on the clouds, and I ain't coming down. Dipping soured out, I look around. Now this switch is so sweet, it lifts me off my feet. And I can't help but diddy bop to my beat. I'm on this, my pip, smoke your zone. Headphones on, I'm so blunt. As I diddy bop. As I diddy bop. As I diddy bop. As I diddy bop, smoking on my blunt, and I ain't passing shit. I haven't been this high up in a minute. Floating on the clouds, and I ain't coming down. Dipping soured out, I look around. Now the switch is so sweet, it lifts me off my feet. And I can't help but diddy bop to my beat. I'm on this, my pip, smoke your zone. Headphones on, I'm so blown. As I diddy bop. As I diddy bop. As I diddy bop. Smoking on my blunt, and I ain't had a shit. Haven't been this high up in a minute. Floating on the clouds, and I ain't coming down. Pissing soured out, I look around. Now this wish is so sweet, it lifts me off my feet. And I can't help but diddy bop to my beat. I'm on this, my piff, smoke your zone. Headphones on, I'm so blown. As I diddy bop. As I diddy bop. As I diddy bop, as I diddy bop. Smoking on my blunt, and I ain't passing shit. I haven't been this high up in a minute. Floating on the clouds, and I ain't coming down. Pissing soured out, I look around. Now the switch is so sweet, it lifts me off my feet. And I can't help but diddy bop to my beat. I'm on this, my pip, smoke your zone. Headphones on, I'm so blown. As I diddy bop. As I diddy bop. As I diddy bop, as I diddy bop, as I diddy bop, as I diddy bop.
Yep, and that was Mikey with Diddy Bop. Yep, I see we got another caller. We can take the caller.
334-314, you're live.
Hello?
What's going on?
Can't hear you that well.
This is Bush Kizzy, calling from the Alabama area, Montgomery, Alabama, that area.
Okay, that's
cool. Okay.
Hey, man, what's going on, man? I'd like to shout out Black Tail and the whole Black Talk Radio and Roy Crush. I see you on Facebook. I'm one of your friends, actually, and happy holidays to you all for real, though. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. What's your name on there?
Skip Zero, Skip Glover, Skip Zero 324.
Okay.
Yeah, I had to tag some of you all in my page, but I actually got this mixtape out, The Unexpected. I'm still pushing that. excuse me. I have another mixtape coming out called Still No Mercy. You really get the, you know, the outside of the box artist, and, you know, rapping about, you know, what's going on in the world, from politics to policemen, and you know, it's gonna be a tight mixtape. I advise everybody to get it or keep, you know, stay updated on it or whatever. Like to shout out Def Jam for the 360 deal. I didn't take it, but you know, salute to them. I mean, they let me know I'm doing something right. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Even though I refuse to take a 360 deal, I'm not one of those artists that's just desperate. And they offered it to me like I was just desperate. And I'm like, no. You know what I mean? Like, I worked too hard for it. But shout out to Epic Records. I don't know what they got going on, but they have given me a call. I mean, they said they was going to call me back on that, but you know, I don't wait around for nobody, but, you know, I got a couple of shows on the 15th in Montgomery, Alabama at Club Dreams. Actually supposed to be linking up with Mook B from New Talk, new radio station in Atlanta, Georgia, or something like that. But that's about it, man. I'm just, you know, enjoying the holiday season with the fam, trying to get over this damn cold. I didn't know this weather is so crazy, man. It's sunny one day, and then it's cold the next day, and then it's raining, and then, you know, it's real crazy. But I actually like to thank y'all for this opportunity, man, because without Black Tear hitting me up every day on a busy schedule, I'm doing this and doing that, I wouldn't even be on here talking and promoting nothing, you know what I'm saying? But so I like to thank all of you all for the opportunity. Hopefully we can link up, man, and, you know, try to, you know, get some songs on the radio, because, dude, the Diddy Bop song, he kind of got a 50 flow to me. I don't know why. He kind of got a 50 Cent flow to me. And, you know, he's really tight. Okay. I like it. You know what I'm saying? You know, so I actually want to talk to you all about get something in rotation. I don't know what it is, but we can link up on Instagram, or Skip0334, Twitter, Skip0334. Everything is basically the same, you know what I'm saying? You type it in, and I see it pop up, but I'm actually friends with a couple of you all already, so we had to get up and talk about something and see what's going on.
Okay, that's what's up. I had you as my friend as well on Facebook once I take some stuff off of there.
Yeah, you got a lot of people just in the way, huh?
There's a lot of people always in the way.
Yeah, man, it's crazy.
I mean, that's for everybody what they do. So, but you got like kind of freshen you all there, because I know somebody in Alabama, so y'all might can link up and some stuff like that in Alabama. So.
Right, man. We try, man. We try to make something happen. Like I said, you know, I've been
talking
with you all. Couple months or so like that, something like that. I've been calling in. Like I said, I had to shout out Black Tear for that, man, because that's the man right there. That man network, like dude said, that man, like clockwork. I don't know what it is. Every second on the clock, he doing something. I don't know what it is, but hey, man, salute to your homie, man. I'm going to let the other callers get in, man. I had to call and check in with y'all because I ain't calling in a minute, man. I've been sick and going through life and took a loss in the family and all that. But I'm bouncing back, though, man. I'm keep y'all updated with this music, man.
Uh-huh.
Hey, you know, we in here 17, man. You know, y'all going to hear Skip Zero, man. Come through checking in with y'all, man.
Well, I'm definitely, you know, sorry about your loss.
Same here, man.
It's cool. It's all right, man. I appreciate it, though, man. Y'all hold it down tonight, man. Y'all keep the show rolling. Keep it popping, man.
Yeah, we will do. And just send me a message so I can send you my email. You know, you could, you know, send us some music and stuff.
Okay, then. Okay, I'll do that. I'm about to get on there in a few minutes, man. I appreciate the opportunity to promote. Like I said, I'll be calling in, checking in with y'all, man. Okay, that's what's up, 100.
Alrighty.
Yeah, we can. I'm going to the next call. I know we have a lot. Y'all just please hold on for me.
843-251, you're live.
Hey, Keisha, how you doing?
I'm doing good, and you?
I'm good. This Toya, I was just calling to give you a shout-out all the way from Myrtle Beach. So I found out it was your show tonight, so I just decided to call.
If you wore the Speedo, maybe people would remember that you was my co-host. But he said,
okay,
hey, he's not getting no love, you know. Show a little leg, you know. So how you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, just at work, so I just thought I would call and holler at you. And Eddie reminded me that it was, you know, your show tonight, so I said I would call and, you know, give you a shout-out.
Yeah, okay, well, definitely, thanks for, you know, calling in and, you know, and, of course, you enjoyed the family. You got to let people know when your show going to air.
Yeah. So, like I said, I was just calling to show you some love all the way from Myrtle Beach, and I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, okay. Well, definitely, you know, thanks for calling in, and you be safe out there.
Okay.
Well, let's focus on what you do. I think he's on his way calling in. He just called me. He's at the gym, so he's going to call in a few seconds.
Oh, okay. Well, our special guest will be getting on the line in a few minutes, but we're going to go to his last track. We're getting to his track.
It's featuring Young Drone.
Okay, what is that name again?
His name is Julie Shalong.
Okay, because I know the track you're talking about, but I don't know the I think it was a different title. I'm looking at it, trying to look now. Was it I don't have that, but I say something with Young Dro.
Yeah, that's Young Dro.
Oh, it's called IT.
Yeah,
okay.
Sorry. I might have typed that wrong. But yeah, that's it right there.
All right.
G-Mix. I'm number one. Holy Shalom, Young Dro. Number one. I'm mad at it again, go hard like I'm straight off the pen. Used to move on, no traffic and sin. Max on my side, they identical twins. Bought a new ride, now they jealous again. Rapping my side, stepping to steppies, they fly. Smoking that gas and I'm high. Straight off the boat with the pies. Hooked up with Dro with that I. Came out the mud, shout out my Mexican plug. Shout out them biddies I love. Shout out the block in the hood. Ever go broken, it's back to the mask in the glove. Tell them what's up, bang like a grip in the blood. Slam up gorillas and thugs. Coming with so many slugs. Send them the word. Gorillas gon' splatter your dust. Crazy nigga, don't tip me. I'm in the caddy plotting on a Bentley. Ain't nothing I'm selling on my street. If I take a six, kill him on a three. I'm Quan, I'm Bonita, I'm rich. Tell my Masita, I'm lit. 40 cal came with the clip. 20K sit on my wrist. I'm real as it gets. Who's realer than this? Shalom.
Pull up in that thing. Ay, ay, ay. Big chain, big ring. Ay, ay, ay. Rollie looking 50. Ay, ay, ay. Looking for your girl, bang, bang, bang. Superstar status, homie, ain't nothing. Turn a half into a hole like it ain't nothing. I've been hitting the baddest bitties like it ain't nothing. Blow 100 racks on them like
yeah.
It ain't nothing.
Hey, back off, I got the flame on me. Magnums, it might rain on me. Black cutting it with the brain on it. Dro dashing like game on him. 50 blocks of that cane on me. Jet fresh with no stain on me. Man, I swear on every track, I kinda go insane on me. 8-8, the homie, that's 8 G's. Probably buying by 8 keys. Who bought the Chevy 17 by 9? Add that up, that by 8 D's. $50,000 on talk, betcha. Dabbing on them, eat coffee for breakfast. Stupid dogs with the extra on on it. Black Camaro with the S on it. I'm a drug dealer, please pray for me. Tell God in my testimony. I pull my broad out, I bet you want it. Pull the whip out, I bet you want it. Slam, blam, I got the checks on me. My flow holy like matrimony. True.
Pull up in that thing, ay, ay, ay. Big chain, big ring, ay, ay, ay. Rollie looking 50, ay, ay, ay. Looking for your girl, bang, bang, bang. Superstar status, homie, ain't nothing. Turn a half into a hole like it ain't nothing. I've been hitting the baddest cities like it ain't nothing. Blow 100 racks on them like it ain't nothing.
And that was Ayaya by our guest, Holy Shalom.
Yeah, yeah.
We can take the next caller while we wait for him to get on the line.
870-243, you are live.
Hello, hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing much, how are you?
This is Iris Capone. Talking to you from Arkansas.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. A little rocking the building.
Sitting there, still trying to promote the two songs I got on SoundCloud, West Side Right on Time and Electric Body. Now make sure, please support, go check that out, even if it's just a quick 20-second checkout.
Okay. Well, we can actually play it on the radio if you want. You got to send it to RoyalCrushENT@gmail.com.
What was that?
RoyalCrushENT@gmail.com. You can play it on there. We'll probably have it on air next Thursday. Should
right.
be a show by itself next Thursday. She doesn't know that yet, but yeah.
Cool, cool. And I have some new material too. I'm going to go this weekend and try to knock out as many songs as I can on Saturday and Sunday. So I'll definitely have some more material.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I got
so what else you got going on out in Arkansas?
Well, I just recently got a job. You know, just been pretty much making music and taking care of my two little daughters I got.
Okay. That's what's up. I definitely respect that. You know what their fathers in their lives, so I
Yep, everybody's ever had both parents. Co-parent or no parent?
Sure.
It's going to be tough when they get older. Not quite ready for that.
Yeah, it's all right, man. It's a good experience, though, man. You know. Feel how many experiences, especially when holidays come up. Oh, when they do good in school.
Right, that's stuff my favorite like that. Part, man. Just
what's
getting
that,
really
you get
known about Santa and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, did you want to spit a high 8 for us before you go?
I got a little kind of, I call it a poem. It might not really be a poem, but it's just something little I wrote. No beat, just off the top of the head.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. Vanity or family, loyalty or royalty, beaten for you cheating or lusted for your loving. Easy choice to some, to others the jury comes. You cannot play on both sides because one day those sides will collide. And when you risk it all for a flame, you're causing some hurt and some pain. They're taking you back, it still is a fact. The love just isn't the same. Think you can just restart, but love isn't a game. Call me the love of your life, but you cheated not once, but now twice. Not sure of the price your infidelity cost. Now you just want it all resolved, but the relationship's finally dissolved.
Okay, I'm feeling that.
Appreciate that.
I hear you on that. So, yeah, you definitely got to... You know, like send us, you know, send us that track, so we'll definitely play it for you.
No, I definitely would.
Yep, and you be safe out there, and we'll throw your links out there so the people know where to find you.
All right, y'all go on my Facebook, Iris Capone, or SoundCloud, Iris Capone. Pretty much just type in Iris Capone, and you'll find something on me because it's a pretty rare name.
Yeah. Okay. That's right. Iris Capone. I hear that. Yeah. Well, definitely, you know, thanks for calling in, and, you know, you keep calling in each week.
Appreciate you guys. Y'all have a great rest of the day.
You too. Thanks.
We can play some music because I gotta figure out what a special guest at August take over.
Okay, well, let's get into Why They Hatin' by Floss Montana.
Your guest is on the line.
Okay, we didn't know. I've been trying to reach you for like the last 30 minutes, but all right, you can put on now, please. Hello,
Whoa, whoa.
Ole.
What's up with you, man?
What's up, Mr. Hollywood itself?
Hey, nothing, man. You know, I got like 8 phones, and my main one was dead. I had to put it on the charger.
Oh, man. Tell that,
yeah,
y'all,
but I'm
got
here,
like
man.
Phones.
I'm here. Yeah. I'm here in the flesh, man.
We appreciate you having you. I see Miss, we got Miss Roll Crush Keisha kind of quiet right now. So.
No, I'm here. I'm here.
Hey, what's up, Royal Crush Keisha?
I'm doing good. You know, I just got one little issue with you. You did not accept my friend request.
You know what? I probably overlooked it by mistake because I always accept, I got deleted the piece. So as soon as I get off this interview, I will delete about 200 people.
All right, because I'm feeling a certain way. I'm like, now he know who I am. I don't know if you put two and two together, but the last time I saw you, you were sitting at the bar at the TGI Fridays, and I didn't wait for you, and then I saw you again at Miss Ladybug's going away party, and I'm like, well, Dave.
I'm always drunk, so are you sure I seen
you? You waved back at me. But look at you waving at strange ladies in the TGI Fridays.
Hey, hold on now. That was a conference call. Oh, actually, was there. I'm sorry about that, Uli. We had a conference meeting. What the hell y'all talking about drinking all that stuff?
He said he was drunk, so he was waving at strange ladies at the TGI Fridays.
I mean, you did come in with me, so, I mean, how strange could it be?
But he didn't know if I really was with you. Maybe I wasn't claiming you.
Right.
I mean, we had a special meeting. Didn't say nobody claiming nobody.
Yeah, but we did have a meeting. That was a meeting.
From Marilyn Monroe. But anyway.
Yes.
But I apologize for that.
Well, no, I'm just messing with you.
I know. It's all good.
Yeah, but how you doing tonight?
You know, I'm good. You know, just got out of the gym, just trying to keep my body toned up and just focusing on making good music and studying my acting craft and just trying to stay on point and stay ready for the industry.
Okay, nothing wrong with that. I know I'm sorry that I missed the play that y'all did last week with Lady Queen.
Yeah, it's all good. Yeah, she did her thing. Shout out to Lady Queen. Yeah, she definitely did her thing. But it's always the next one.
Yes, I will definitely be there for the next one.
You might be on tour. You don't know about all that. You know how old he does. He does CO200 all the time, so I don't know.
Definitely,
well, there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Got to keep it moving, you know?
Yeah, but I'm here, though, man. I'm here. You know, whatever y'all want to know, whatever y'all want, you know, it's whatever.
I got a couple questions. I don't know. Can I go take the floor now?
Go ahead, sir.
All right, I had a question for you. When you did a song with Young Dro, we just finished playing what was your inspiration on about that song?
Well, a lot of people don't know Ayaya is about 3 years old, and everywhere I go, they just like, yo, are you going to do Ayaya? I be like, man, I'm tired of doing this damn stuff. But it's like, when you got a hit record, you know, everybody want to hear it. And then a buddy of mine from Atlanta reached out to me, and he was like, yo, you should get Dro on that record. So, you know, my man reached out to him, good friends with him. So we went down there, chopped it up with him, and we went in the studio. I did my verse over. He put a verse on there. It came out real classy.
Okay.
I think a lot of people, myself, when I seen it for the first time, I think the stage presence y'all have on it is so phenomenal.
Right.
You know, every time y'all do it, it's always still fresh in my head when y'all did it for I didn't do a comp show last weekend. Shout out to Comp Bangarang coming returning back to Baltimore. But
right.
I seen that the first time we did it at Gentleman's 10, I want to say. We're tanking all
that. There's been so many shows.
Yeah, but it's alone. Because, I mean, when you did over there with T-Pain, he opened up for T-Pain, y'all, and French Montana overseas to like 30,000 fucking people just waiting for that song. It's just a stage present itself. You know, I applaud you on that myself. Cause that's why I think a lot of people like it. Not just the song and the words, it's just the stage present alone. It's like
right,
a total package.
Right.
You know.
And I've been like that, you know, my whole career. I'm all about giving the people what they want. You know, it's like if you pay to come see somebody, you want to see them perform.
Right.
And that's what I try to like instill in a lot of the younger artists. They just want to come there and rap and don't be moving. Like they boring. You know what I'm saying? It's all about giving the people what they want and making people want to see you again. You know what I'm saying? That's how people want to spend their money and support you.
Right.
You got to give them what they want.
Sure, what they,
you got to give them a reason
right
to want to see you again.
Yeah, we're going to give people what they want right now. Hold on for a second. We got a couple calls. We're going to ask you some questions, okay?
All right.
All right. Caller number one.
Okay, I got 860-618, you are live.
Please state your name and your location, and one question for Holy Shalom, please.
Hey, what's going on? Yeah, this your boy Mike, man. Y'all play my song Diddy Bop, yo.
I appreciate that.
Appreciate that. That was a good look.
No problem. You have any questions for the co-host and special guest?
Yeah, regularly scheduled weeks, do you guys do this kind of stuff?
I mean, we do that every Thursday from 6 to 8 o'clock. We extend it to 8:30. But do you have any questions for Holy Shalom?
Just thank you for the opportunity. I don't really have any questions.
So
I'm listening in. I was just like, Diddy, I really played the jam.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Yeah, much love.
No problem. Thanks so much. Okay, we have another caller.
Well, no, I was going to ask the question. Well, like, Holy, what would be some advice you would give, you know, to some artists that are just, like, coming up?
Well, my advice would be if this is something that you really want to do, you got to take everything that come with it because it's not going to be easy. You know, it's a rough game, and a lot of stuff come with it. And it's like you gotta understand the business before you get in it. You know, a lot of people, they can rap, but they don't understand. You know what I'm saying? You got to understand the game. So it's like I said, when y'all be throwing the shows, people don't understand, like, it's all about being professional.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? People just want to get on stage and rap or go in the studio and rap. But do you really know what you're doing at the end of the day?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what I try to, you know, show my artists. Like, be professional and don't burn no bridges. In this game, it's all about I help you, you help me. That's what the game is. It's all about favor. It's favor for favor. And a lot of these young cats, they don't understand. Well, some older cats don't understand either. You know what I'm saying? Just because you've been in the game for a long time, that don't mean you still understand it. So that's what I try to – that's the advice I give them. You know, just be humble and be professional, and at the end of the day, you'll win.
Yeah. And I think, like, some artists, you know, I know I've come across it, and I hear it a lot, and they be like, well, I don't pay for shows. You know, I want paid shows. But I'd be like, well, okay. You know, well, do you have an EPK, BMI, ASCAP? You know, do you have any of that? And they be like, no, what's that?
Right,
go up to the MCs.
You know, and it's like, well, how can I?
Hello?
They don't understand, man. And it's when you're a promoter doing a show, you can't really book people that's not going to bring money. It takes money to make money.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one thing about
like
you.
Like a lot of artists, they don't understand, man. What you were saying, buddy?
I mean to cut you off. I said since I knew you from September 17th, my very first show 2 years ago, you've always been humble with that. So, I mean, it's not about money. It's about networking. You know, I don't need your money, you know.
Right.
Y'all need an audience. Y'all need a stage. Y'all need a platform. So if somebody giving that to y'all for a reduced price, boy, y'all jump on it. I mean, everyone has a fair chance. Like you said, make money to make money. If you bring five people, or at least bring some people instead of one person, then you could get good paid shows. They don't think about that way. They just say, all right, I'll come up and show out a whole bunch of superstars in the building. You show off, they're your fans. It doesn't matter if it's a whole bunch of rappers. They're your fans at that particular moment because the floor is yours.
Right, exactly.
You know,
that's true.
The floor is yours. They got all eyes on you. I don't care if it's a rapper. Every rapper respects the next rapper. They don't. Then they're not a fan of yours. They just walk away. But you're always going to have a rapper as your fan.
Right.
You know? That's with anything you do. You have a fan that's doing the same thing you're doing. It's competition. You know,
this town just got so much, like, hate in it. Like,
what town are you talking about? Because we're all over. You're saying town, like we all over. We're actually in Baltimore. Like, we air from Las Vegas, Connecticut, Detroit, and so forth.
This Baltimore hip-hop scene, it got so much hate in it. You know, everybody want to be the man, and don't nobody want to support the next man. It's kind of like, it's crazy. You know, me doing it for so long, like for like the last 20 years, and I watched the growth from like nobody supporting to a lot of people supporting, but all the artists, they still the same. Everybody got a little hate in them. Like, this artist don't want to support this artist. But it's kind of crazy. So you just got to make your own lane. You know what I mean? Keep putting good music out there. Keep spending your own money. Working on your brand. And once you get your brand together, they're going to respect it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's what I did. I made them respect me. Anywhere you go, you say, yo, nigga, who, oh, yeah, yeah, we like that nigga. And they don't even know why, because over the years, I built my brand.
Yeah.
I built my brand, you know what I'm saying? And I ain't playing with none of them.
Run to that.
You just got to build your brand.
Right. Well,
that's
stuff you do besides rapping.
Huh?
Besides rapping. I said besides rapping and singing, what else do you do?
Man... Like I got a studio. I help my buddy like with some real estate. Me and my man, we got a cleaning business. I'm just, man, putting money in whatever that can make money. You know, that's what I'm about, supporting and trying to build the brand. It's all about the brand. The Soul Flooded ENT brand, and we just trying to open up a lot of doors for everybody else. It ain't about just us eating. We're trying to watch the whole city eat.
Yeah.
Okay. Y'all talking about eating. I'm getting hungry already.
Right. Me too.
And I'm a chef. I'm hungry already. But what other stuff you got coming up besides this? The show that you got, the 16th with Drag On?
Like I said, we got the Drag On show on the 16th. Gentleman 10. We got, oh, shit. I got something this weekend, but I don't even know. I record for this film Saturday morning called Torture. It's a web series. We're on like the eighth episode. I'm doing another play. I think it's called Blue something. It's called Blue Life or something like that. We're doing a play. Then we got the something in January coming up. Then we got the what's that channel again? We have South Padre again. We opened up for Lil Wayne. And so, you know, people had the 80,000 people at. We're doing that again.
Yeah, when is that? I want to go out.
That's right near Mexico. And we opened up for Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne is the headline. Last year was T-Pain and French Montana. This year is Lil Wayne.
When is
that? We got that coming up. That's between March and April.
That'd be early Christmas present. I mean, early birthday present.
Yeah, man. That's gonna be serious.
Yeah, that's a good birthday present.
And I might be doing this Pusha T show in a couple of weeks with Damon Blue. He hit me up today.
Okay.
He might be doing that.
Yeah, he's the one of the first artists I've seen in Baltimore when I was back in the day in Latin Palace. A lot of people don't know that. When First Family, Charlotte Loud Boys Entertainment, Block Hugger. They introduced me to that song. I met Pusher Hugh actually going inside the club that same night.
Right, you know, right, right.
He's very humble.
Good dude, man. He's just trying to find a way. You know, everybody trying to find a way, man. You know, everybody trying to find a way. That's why, you know, you got support in your own way, you know, whether they like it or not, you know. And it's like, and sometimes you can support somebody and they won't even support you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just Baltimore, you know what I'm saying? But you just got to, like, just got to keep it moving and take the bitter with the sweet.
What artists do you have on your roster, or are you looking for any artists on your roster?
Man, I'm always looking for artists, you know what I'm saying? But I tell them like this, you got to be good, though. Because, I mean, don't get me wrong. It's a lot of people that can do music here, but I tell people, I don't just look for people that just know how to rap. You got to have the whole thing. I mean, I got to be able to, like, have a conversation with you. You can't be nobody that's keep getting in trouble. You gotta be a respected person. I mean, you can't be no woman beater, you know, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I look for all that. It ain't all about the talent with me, because I got to be able to be around you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
also, like, representing your brand.
Exactly. So all the people that you see with me, all of them humble, all of them respect women, all of them respected people in the street, all of them talented, you know what I'm saying? And that's what I look for.
Yeah.
So that's what I look for, man. It's about, man, I look at it like this. I want you to be able to do a show in the middle of Pennsylvania Avenue, and then we might do a show at the White House. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you got to be able to change up.
Yeah, definitely got to be versatile.
Right. So that's what I look for. And as far as the roster now, I got CJ Bam. I got my man Buddha Boo. That's my little young gunner. He's like 21. I got my man YNR Black. He's like 28. You know, and we're coming with me and my man Ostro. We Nature's Problem. I know we the ones that Shake It Shorty and like 11 other songs on the radio. We're coming with our reunion album. Like right now, that's all we're working with right now. You know, and until we find some other people, I want some R&B groups. I want all that, but I mean, till the time come, we're just going to work with what we got and make it happen. Sign this million-dollar deal and go from there.
So what do you feel like has been your biggest success so far?
Performing over in Grenada.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you why, because I'd done it, this was like, what was that, probably like 5 years ago, and it was with BET, right? And Busta Rhymes supposed to perform. I took his place. And this was when Free and AJ was the host of 106 and Pump.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So they host the show. And I didn't know it was in a stadium. And this was like my best moment ever. The audience, all of them was like naked. They had like just stuff covering their private parts. It was insane. It was insane. Like, I've never seen that like that in my life. Everybody naked. They was in the stadium. And it was so crazy because they had a fence separating, like, the fans from, you know, the actual stars. And I was like, wow, I've never seen that like this in my life. This is crazy. And the crazy part, before I went on stage, the host was like, hey, you know you can't cuss, you get locked up. I said, huh?
Oh, man.
So I had a preset show, and I had cussing in it. So I had to say words over the cuss words so they wouldn't hear it, because they had cops. Over there, they got people with machine guns walking around. It ain't no regular police. They got the army walking around with machine guns. And Ja Rule had just got locked up over there like 2 weeks ago. In the same place.
Oh, man.
Yep. Yeah. He got locked up for 2 days for cussing.
Yeah, I heard about that. That was weird.
Man, yo, that's crazy. Yeah, man, I was scared to death. But that was my best experience for the movie.
What was your worst experience? And don't tell them about the other story you told me about. That's one of my favorite artists. I'm
gonna tell you why one of my worst. But it still turned out good. We drove all the way to the end of Ohio. It was probably like 11, 12 hours, right? The promoter said, "Yo, we got the show packed. It's gonna be sold out." We got in there, wasn't nobody there. Empty.
Oh, they didn't have me on your ass.
Empty. And guess what? We still performed.
Still turned up.
It was like a rehearsal. But we was a little upset, but we like, you know what, we're gonna make the best out of this trip. We'll still get up there and perform. But that was one of my worst moments, because I was upset, I was pumped up. We went through the bar, bought some bottles, went in there, wasn't nobody in it.
Come so to find out, somebody the money back?
Nope. Dude didn't promote it right.
I said, did you give him back his money back?
Who?
You.
Give who his money back?
The promoter.
Nah, man. He had no show. It was messed up. He didn't communicate with us.
Okay, I see.
Yeah,
no, I mean,
a lot
of things going on right now.
He was like, I apologize. Yeah, he was like, I apologize. I said, man, we drove 12 hours, man. He said, I apologize. This and that. But yeah, it was all good, though. We still did the show by ourselves. He was the only one in the audience. He was like, man, y'all really good, man. I said, yeah, man. Yeah.
I bet he said y'all was really good. I hope we try to book you for a real show next time. I mean,
I
can't complain. I mean, my first show was like 9 people, but I didn't tell y'all it was going to be a crowd of people. I didn't know what to expect. So.
Right. But like I said, it's all good, though, man. You got to take the
learn from it.
And you learn from it, and you just got to keep it moving. I remember we were talking to Russell Simmons when he said when he first did Fat Farm, he didn't make no money in 2 years. He lost money.
Yeah.
2 years.
He was about to
quit. He said, man, I'm gonna get this shit up. I spent like $2-3 million promoting this thing. I ain't getting nothing in return. And he said the last year he was about to quit. He's like, you know, I'm gonna try one more time. And he flipped his money. And it went on from there.
You got them black cards, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm
the
saying,
black
man. Like
logos left and right. I had
you gotta
one.
Keep moving. Like it's a couple artists in town. They always hit me up like, "Yo, this rap stuff hard, man. Been rapping for 3 years. It's hard." I'm like, 3 years.
Who are you? First of all, I mean, 3 years.
I said, that's an insult. I've been doing it for 20. I said, man, that's an insult, man. I said, man, you made. It's something you want to do. You got to do it.
Yeah, you definitely got to be dedicated for it. Because I mean, music is more like a marathon. You know, it's not a sprint. You got to be, if you're going to be in it, you got to be committed and you got to be in it for the long haul.
And another thing, like, some people do luck up. You know what I'm saying? I know a lot of people that lucked up and got deals. I mean,
have you
sometimes
got time
you can get
before?
Lucky like that.
Was
sometimes
you
can get
before?
Lucky. Yeah.
You ever signed before?
Universal.
Okay. Was it 60-30?
Nah, this was like a single deal. And who else we signed to? We did something with Warner before. But that turned out to be the dude that I had running everything. That turned out to be not good, so I kind of backed away from that. So, like I tell people, like, you can sign a deal, but you got to know what type of deal it is.
Right.
But you can sign a deal and don't never come out. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that's why you got to kind of know what you're doing. And it's like, in this go around, I've been real careful on what I'm doing because, like, we're in a position, like, we got our own money. So it's like, we're in a position to hold back.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So we make a whole lot, man. They offering this. Oh, we'll wait a little bit. Ain't like we're starving. We got money. So, you know what I'm saying? So we just waiting for the right opportunity. And you got to make hit records. That's what I tell people all the time, man. You ain't got to go in the studio all week, all month, making 1,000 songs. Make one song.
Mm-hmm.
Just make a hit record. make a hit record, your whole life will change. So all you need is one hit record.
Yeah.
Man, I went to every label when I was probably like 25. You know what they told me? We went in there about 8 CDs, about 50 songs. The dude said, I want to hear one song. So I was like, well, you know, we got a whole lot. I want to hear one song.
Oh, yeah.
Not two, not, I want to hear one song. I'm like, but we got so much. You ain't got to explain yourself, buddy. One song. Play one song, I can make some money off of.
So if you did get signed to a label, what would you want for the label to offer you since you already been established for 20 years? What capacity can they offer to you?
Well, I definitely would want to do some type of venture. Like, we got something set up for the first quarter, right? And I ain't gonna say the company, but what I'm trying to do is just venture with them because they giving out them type of deals. I already know it's gonna be like a 360 deal because that's all they're giving out. So it's like, as long as we got guarantee, like release date, you just let everything else speak for itself.
Yeah.
But will you take a team with you, or that's gonna be y'all independently?
Say it again.
Yeah, that's for your team. A 60-40 deal will be your team or yourself.
It'll be my whole team, but I'm coming through my company too, because I'm signed to my own company.
Okay, you signed yourself. Cool.
Right. Child support reasons.
Hey, shit. We all got, no man. That's another topic.
And guess what?
At 8 o'clock, we can talk about that.
Yeah, I get paid $200 a week on my company. If I'm getting $10 million a week, I'm getting $200 a week. And child support.
Okay.
I'm gonna tell you who else got their situation like that. Future.
Hey, you gotta do what you gotta do, bro.
Future signed a free band / whatever.